Yes, I did. And the production, directed by Trinity Reps Fred Sullivan Jr., turns out to be an overdone, over-silly piece that somehow manages to be pretty darn funny. As absurd as the play is, and with a production that is often too far over the top, Breaking Legs still manages to have you laughing at its goofball, obvious humor. It's one of those plays that succeeds in spite of itself. Written by Tom Dulick, it is set in a New England city that certainly could be, and maybe ought to be, Providence, whether that was the author's intention or not. On a very workable set by Katrine Hecht that looks like a restaurant you'd like to visit, we meet character number one. That's Lou Graziano, who runs the place, along with a few other deals that are less obvious. Enter his daughter, Angie. She's a sleek, black, curly-haired bombshell wearing a dress that's as short as it is tight. The pair of them set the tone. He's a little fella, cagey as he is smart, one of those guys who's never read a book, but don't bet against him. Cleo Zanni, a Cape Cod-based actor, does a swell job of putting all that over. Providence-born, New York-based actor Sophia Blum comes on like a whirlwind. She talks Rhode Island just right and skimmers around the stage in heels high enough to give her a nosebleed. But instead, she's very good and very watchable. The pair is followed by a college professor looking for money to produce his ever-so-intellectual play. Then we have the boys, big guys and big-time mobsters, who know nothing about the theater but can see themselves opening night in a limo with a bimbo, as they put it. Finally, there's Frankie, a poor schnook who's failed to pay his debt to the boys and is going to pay big time for that. The four actors, Mark S. Carter, Chris Perotti, Christopher Swan, and Brandon Whitehead, all do a good job. They are directed to be way too high at the beginning. When Breaking Legs slows down, when it manages to stop depending on high gear shouting, it becomes quite funny. The mobsters finally check out the play's script and begin to think of themselves as theater people, playwrights no less, even critics, if you could believe that. They posit that Act Two needs work, and just maybe we should change the title to, you know, something classy, like The Student Prince. The changeover turns Breaking Legs into a parody of both the theater and the mob, along with making it more likable and still pretty funny. So, if you want a couple of hours of good, goofy fun with a definitely little roadie background, the Ocean State production provides it. Eventually. You know what I mean?